Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio on here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. And just so that nobody in New York, probably Connecticut, New Jersey, and the surrounding other states don't get confused, this now is the official Christina Liu show. But the whole day has been the Christina Liu show.
How are we ever going to go back just to a half hour? I don't know how we're going to do
it. Oh, it's going to be rough. Otto, next time we're together with her. But Otto had a, we'll go through some of the upcoming things around the town, which are the most important ones for this week. But you had talked about social working and image, which was important.
Yeah, I believe that for years, and this is me talking again, my opinion, my perspective, what I've witnessed in life, social work had a negative image connected to it for some stupid reason. And maybe it was because back when, it was always really looked upon as people who are really destitute. They're the ones who end up with social workers.
Right.
You know, I'm going to go on food stamps or whatever the negative things are that people connect it to. And I think it's really a huge mistake, because my experience since being involved with Project Independence is that there's so much more to social work and so much more to the people who do social work than anybody can imagine. You have to have a gift, in my opinion, to want to really help people to become a social worker, and not with that negative image. It's, to me, it should be a very positive image. These are people that really want to do good and want to help people.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a mentality that if you don't have it, I don't think you'll ever be any good at being a social worker and shouldn't be in that field. But all the people I've seen involved with this program and on the outer edges with other programs, with people who we've had on the radio, mm-hmm. these are people who are really very sincere and conscientious about what they're doing.
Right.
So the image that existed should be shredded.
Yeah, we've been working on that.
Yeah.
Christina,
yeah.
No, absolutely.
Christina and I, it's, you know, Christina, every March is Social Work Month, and Christina makes something for everybody, and we put signs up all over. And what's really important, and, you know, Christina was saying before, working with the elderly is even, you know, more challenging in some ways, because people are not going into the field and going, getting their master's in social work and specializing. And we all know what the need is going to be. So having people, you know, certainly at Christina's age is critical. Christina's going to be the, you know, the generation that's calling the shots when our tsunami has hit. So to have her here and part of this program is, you know, she's going to go very, very far. And she's going to serve a lot of people in her lifetime.
As have you.
Oh, thank you,
absolutely.
Thank you.
The interesting thing, and it is important, and you're right. I mean, some people go to school and they learn,
mm-hmm.
but Christina lives it.
Exactly.
And
that's a perfect way to put it.
She acknowledges people's birth. I mean, what town has somebody that
right.
they're shocked? It's like, oh, happy birthday. Today's your birthday. It's like, how did you know?
Right. Right.
She marks them down.
Right.
You know, just to, you know, and there's certain people, I don't want to mention any names,
yeah,
that really acknowledge their birthday and
yeah.
want their birthday acknowledged. But
right.
All year round.
But that's another story. Let's not go there, Otto. No. But when you have it,
Jay knows.
When somebody walks in the door and you say, oh, happy birthday, or yesterday was your birthday, did you have a good day?
Right.
You know, especially with seniors,
oh,
it just,
it's
like
a big deal.
It shows you care. And it's not just, you know, and then actually when we're doing the show here, which is something that, you know, I tell my wife when I go home, like for Easter, for Valentine, mm-hmm. Christine always brings on some
right.
a tchotchke thing that she created
for the whole
made.
Office.
Oh, the office.
The whole office.
So I'm not that special.
You're also very special, John. I don't want to take away from your specialness, but I don't. She must spend,
oh,
we
really?
Think, her full time hours
okay.
out of work.
It's my,
she comes around with a basket. Sometimes
yes.
you have your basket,
yeah.
and everyone comes in that morning to work and has something on their desk
oh.
for every holiday. And Christina also has taken it upon herself to decorate my office for me, because I love her. Because she knows I'll like never. This is something I will never get around to. And so I'll walk in, and now I have spring flowers, and I have. Oh,
I have
beautiful.
To give a shout out to my mama, who I think
oh,
you know, I
the best mama.
Because my mom obviously made me this way.
Right.
I left back, and I said, "It's your fault that I do this," because she might be more over the top with me with certain things.
And just be.
But it's really.
I have to show you this. When I first got involved, I really didn't know who everybody was. So I know where your office is.
Yeah. That's very funny.
Yes, John Kidd.
That's
got
very
you, John.
Efficient.
Yes.
That's
Christina did it.
Oh, that's great.
But, so this way, when you walk in, I know so the way you're sitting. It. It's like, right. Oh, that's, you know.
John's what's her name again? Let's yes, check my list.
Yes.
I know the feeling.
But what I, you know, with Project Independence, I said, what really made it so special is that, you know, even as an intern, I was fortunate enough to be brought to the table in certain things because there wasn't a lot of people on staff, you know, at the time. And
well, you would have come anyway.
And it was... It was really, you know, just to be there and to use all my interests. And I'm able to do, you know, what's really fun, you know, is that I love, obviously, creative things. I love making things. And it's a part of my other hat is, you know, I get to do these calendars and these, you know, so use my different skills. And with this, with creating this radio program is just, it just combines all my favorite things. So I said, where do you get to do that? I mean, really, it's, I tell people, all my friends, like, oh, my God, you do, like, so many different things. I was like, well, that's what makes it so amazing, this program, is that I have the ability to be creative and, mm-hmm. and do different things. It's just, it's amazing.
I'd like to put it, you're very engaged in what you do.
Yeah. Right, right,
some
okay.
people drift through and some oh, get no. very engaged
you
in what they
drift
do.
You know, that's one
no.
thing.
And I'm a firm believer
well,
in that life's hard enough.
Job.
So.
Right, no, you
My father was a milkman.
Yeah.
And I say my father was a professional milkman. Yeah. He was very engaged in what he did.
Right.
He knew all the people in the stores that he went to, and
you have
know,
to be.
And I
right.
went with him to help him deliver milk a few times,
right.
and it was amazing. I had tremendous respect for my father as a result of that experience, because every place he went, they all knew who he was, and they were all very happy to see him.
Right.
And what did he do? He delivered milk,
right.
you know. But he was engaged in delivering the milk.
You know, somebody said to me once, but it's not their thing. Mm-hmm. What you tell people, they forget. What you do to people, you know,
right.
it's how you make them feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they're, at the end of
that's
the day,
important.
When you walk out of yeah. a room and you see me the following week, or I say, oh boy, that was a nice woman,
right.
that was a nice
right.
man.
Right.
I may not remember
yeah.
your name, but you made
right.
me feel good that day.
Right.
And so, you know, it's so true. There's a bunch of other statements ahead of it. However
right.
you write, whatever you do,
yeah.
it's all forgotten.
Right.
At the end of the day, if you made
that's
me feel
so
terrible,
yeah.
next time I see you, I say, that's the woman
yeah.
who did that to me. You might have given me money at the end of it, but that's not the point. You made me feel
no,
bad.
That's true.
You make the person feel good, and that's what that's, you know, honestly,
right.
that's something that Christina does,
right.
which
and
is such a big part of Project Independence.
It is. And, you know, when the fact that we had the ability to do this through an internship was really very, you know, special too, you know, because, you know, that sense of you're responsible,
mm-hmm.
you know, I felt very, very responsible with the interns that I supervised. And it was something that, you know, Christina said, they had to be at the table because they had to be living it and learning it at the same time. So, you know, when we first sat down and we were like, well, we're going to learn community organization together because this is a project that's never been done. And like the next day, Christina had, I think, like a term paper for me, a broken down, all these different steps. And we literally went through like a decision tree.
Yeah.
Let's make sure we do this, do this, do this, do this, do
okay.
this. And, you know, there was a building process to all of this. And, you know, that's where I got to be creative. I could barely email at that time. You know, so that's the other really great thing about Christina.
You know, you used the term
I can't, you know.
mentoring earlier with Christina.
Right.
And I think mentoring is many times a two-way
so
street.
Oh, totally.
But, you know, you can mentor people with your experience and give mm-hmm. guidance and so on, but the person on the other side has to be really willing to accept
Absolutely.
The mentoring. And they also, you have to be, as the mentor, be willing to listen to what
right.
they say.
Right.
So maybe you might learn something in the
you
process.
You learn a lot.
Right.
You know,
definitely.
It's you know,
yeah, absolutely.
Definitely a two-way street.
Right.
And fortunately, I've had a few people I've mentored in my life,
mm-hmm.
and there aren't that many.
Right.
And the reality is the reason being that many people are not receptive
yeah. right.
to being mentored,
right.
if you will.
Right.
You know, it definitely requires a team.
Right. And I did get lucky. You know, some of the people that were interns, like Edith August was one of my interns. And
really?
Edith was my intern.
Yeah, yeah.
So Edith,
wonderful.
She was part of that rotation model for the Hartford Foundation. So she was with me her second year of her MSW at Adelphi. And so she was one of the first interns for the Project Independence NORC transitioning into Department of Service
okay.
for the Aging. So, so I was able to hire her. So she was one of the first ones.
Wow, okay.
And then Great Neck was our first area. And, you know, we have a lifelong friendship,
right,
you know,
right,
and
right.
I think the key in all of it is, you know, is really, it's how someone makes you feel, but
mm-hmm.
it's listening. So much of it comes down to listening and just stopping and taking the time. You know, so it would be come in the office, close the door, and let's figure out what it is we got to figure out here. Right. And people have, you know, life isn't easy.
That,
you know?
That also, that connection is very hard.
It
you know,
is.
So even if somebody is looking for a mentor, it doesn't mean they can find it. And if they're not, you know, like sometimes they wake up and somebody was put in your face.
Right.
Accidentally. Yeah. I mean, I mean, one of my mentors, which I tell people, is Judy Bosworth.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I wasn't looking for a mentor.
Right. Right.
But years ago when we started getting together, I mean, I respect what she says. And she'd say, John, slow down with that.
Right.
Something, and people don't tell me to slow down, but I was like, okay. And I listened to her.
Right.
And it made sense.
Right.
Some of the things she'd say, she's like, just, you know, there's consequences. Think that one through.
Right.
You want to do it, fine, but think it through.
Right.
And you're better off. And then you'd see maybe a month later, it was the smarter thing to do.
Right.
And
very
just some
true.
People have that niche, and certain people don't want to be talked to, because I'm the person who's like, I want to do what I want to do.
Right, right.
But you will listen
but
once in a
while.
But you
knew enough to stop and listen, and that's because it's also how it's delivered to some
100%.
Sense.
Yes.
You know, it's like someone's giving you this information, but they're caring about you.
That you said that it's not like I'm.
It's
yeah,
I'm not telling
to
you to do something because
is, right.
this consequence could come back and get me.
Right,
you know,
right,
this
right.
is like you have to think about. You know, there's a way to do it, and the more gently that you do it, the better.
That's
you
true.
Know?
That's,
but Christina, you know, gave me. What's the name of the award I got?
Oh, you were like social work of field supervisor.
Right, field instructor. Oh, excellence. It was excellence in field instruction for Adelphi University for 2010.
Paul,
she nominated me. I won the award.
And I gave her a tiara and some flowers.
I got a tiara and flowers still in my office.
I don't know if any
I'll go with the tiara. I could figure that one out.
It's in my office. I'm very proud of that tiara. And, you know, but it's being recognized, too. I mean, like, it was a very big deal. at the time, and it still is. And I said, I don't need any other awards. That's good enough for me.
One of my granddaughters is a sophomore at Adelphi, majoring in social work. And I've been trying to get her. I'm going to record this show and give it to her to listen to
in
the car.
Well, my daughter's a social worker. Yeah. My daughter, right after Christina graduated, uh-huh. my daughter is an MSW for 2 years now. Two or 3 years, I guess she's an MSW. But the fact that my daughter followed in my footsteps, and she was right behind Christina in school, which was really helpful, too, for me, because I was the parent, you know, it's a great thing. And we probably don't, you know, we're plugging it often today on the show. We're going to take liberties since it's Christina Liu's radio show.
I believe my granddaughter is going to be
good at it. It's still Mark, so it's still social. Oh, no,
it's April 1st. I mean, you know, I'm a believer in things don't fall, whether the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
So she has you as a mentor.
Yep.
Just as a grandfather that you turn around and say, honey.
Right.
You know.
But she's still a little young yet and
of course.
Not totally
committed
to what I have to say.
Right.
It comes just as the next commercial comes. So you're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.